In today's khutbah, I would like to begin by talking about the impact of engaging with the system here as a minority. We saw that the tragedy which took place about 6 years ago, this was the sixth anniversary just a week ago, of the shooting at the mosque in Quebec City, as well as if you look at the massacre which happened, the truck attack in London, Ontario, 2 years ago. These tragedies forced the Canadian politicians to realize and accept Islamophobia as a problem. Before that, there was always this debate about it, whether it is a problem or not. And these tragedies actually led to the first action summit on Islamophobia. And one of the recommendations in that summit was the issue of establishing the office of the special representative on combating Islamophobia. It took its own time and pressure. Finally, a week ago, the federal government appointed a Muslim lady, Amira Al-Ghawabi, as the new special representative on Islamophobia. So this is a position and an office which deals with this on a federal level. And this affirms the issue that we have to engage. Of course, we have to engage by understanding who we are, what are our values, and especially keeping in mind that as a minority, we have to stand up for our rights. Another good news as a result of such engagement was the announcement which came in the weekly report of the National Council of Canadian Muslims, where they announced that for the first time we see in the Canadian history that a school board finally issued an anti-Islamophobia educational strategy. This was done by Peel District School Board. We wish it was York, but it's not. They are still behind on this issue. But the Peel District School Board is the first one to come up with a, official, plan and a policy to deal with Islamophobia in the educational system. They are talking about, coming up with a whole of the system approach, not incident isolated issues, and they are working with NCCM as well as other Muslim groups in that region, and even they will be developing and implementing annual mandatory anti-Islamophobia training for the staff. And we hope that the other school boards, including the York Region School Board, looks at that model and they can, inshallah, follow that. What I would ask you is that the National Council of Canadian Muslims has urged the Muslim community to send a message of thanks to the Peel District School Board. And you can do simply by going to the NCCM's website. And there is a button there which says send a letter. Just click on there and you fill in your details and they will do the rest of the job for you, because it's important to let them realize that Muslims appreciate this gesture on behalf of the school board. When you go south of the border, there also you will see that the Muslims are active and engaged with the system, although they have more challenges and more difficulties. And one of the examples is this congresswoman by the name of Ilhan Omar. She basically came to U.S. in the 90s as a Somali refugee, and then gradually going through the system in the year 2018, she was elected as the congresswoman from Minnesota. She has been very articulate, very courageous, and she speaks for the minority, for Muslims. Because of that, of course, she has faced challenges. Just this week, since the midterm elections in November, now that the Republicans are in majority in the Congress, in U.S. Congress, you know, one of the first things was to target her, not to remove her as a congresswoman, because that's not their right, they can't do that, but she was also a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee. And they basically passed a resolution yesterday to remove her from that committee, obviously because she was very critical and open about the human rights violation in Israel. That was the main, you know, reason behind it. In the speech that she gave before the voting took place, she was indeed defiant. And she didn't back down from her principles. And this is something we have to look at it, gain courage and learn. Where she says very clearly, is anyone surprised that I am being targeted? Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy? Or that they see me as a powerful voice that needs to be silenced? Frankly, it is expected, because when you push power, power pushes back. And she, very clearly, she says that, you know, I'm from Africa, I am a Muslim from a minority, but you have to realize I'm an American, and I will continue to speak up for families around the world who are seeking justice, whether they are displaced in refugee camps or they are hiding under their beds somewhere, like I was, waiting for the bullets to stop. I didn't come to the Congress to be silent. I came to the Congress to be their voice. And we pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her the courage to continue his work of, you know, speaking for the minorities and oppressed around the world, inshallah. In Ahsan al-Hadith, Kitab Allah al-Aziz, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العطوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المظلمين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وأولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بالتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم. One more point I think it's worth noticing is that the lady who has been appointed as the person holding this office here to combat Islamophobia in Canada. She's a muhajjiba. And even this congresswoman, according to her own madhab, it might not be according to her standards, but she has her own hijab. And, you know, we have to move above the level of sectarianism on this issue and appreciate that, you know, this society has the ability that you can still be a practicing Muslim and, you know, do the work for the cause of, you know, justice for all, including the Muslim minority. This brings me with this celebration we have. Tomorrow is the birth anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wa salam. And Ali emerged in history as the voice of human justice. This is the title given by this Lebanese Christian writer to his book when he talked, where he has talked about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And I thought maybe it's appropriate to use an example of one of the devotees of the Imam, a woman, who was very courageous, and she spoke about this element of justice in society. I talked about her before, but you know, I can't come up with new stories. History is history. It's a reminder for ourselves. There was a lady by the name of Sauda bint Ammar al-Hamdaniya from Yemen. Hamdaniya is a tribe in Yemen, and it's a tribe which is known to be very close to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And she herself was a very courageous woman, also talented with poetry. And she actually joined her brother when this contingent from her tribe went to join Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Battle of Siffin. And she used to actually compose poetry, you know, encouraging and really loud, encouraging her brother and that contingent, you know, to fight for the cause of Ali and Ali and to fight against Muawiyah and the children of Hind, the way she puts it. And her words were so powerful that even the soldiers from Muawiyah's side would hear that and even remember that. So we go, you know, fast forward in history. Muawiyah is now in control of the entire Muslim world. And one of his officers sent to Yemen was a very cruel person. And when he would go around, looking for zakat, he would really not be fair in the calculation. And so the tribe, her tribe, said, you know, we must do something. Somebody should go to Muawiyah and complain about this officer. They couldn't find anyone more courageous than her. So they asked her that, why don't you go to Damascus, you know, take her complaint to Muawiyah. And she goes there. But before she was given audience in the court of Muawiyah, the advisors around said, you know, this is the same lady who used to say this and that in her poetry. They all remember that. And so when she came in, Muawiyah started reciting her words. You are the one who said that? And, you know, she says, Ayyuhallah. By Allah, yes. You know, I will not turn away from the truth, nor will I apologize falsely. What I said, that is my words, and I don't apologize for what I said. And that's where, you know, he says, what motivated to say these words? And she says, حُبُّ عَلِيٍ وَاِتَّبَعُ الْحَقِّ, the love for Ali and the sense of following the truth. And so he says, now, what is your plea today? And she talks about the whole scenario of this tax collector who has come in the area. And she ends there by saying that if you recall him back or dismiss, we will be thankful. Otherwise, we'll let you know. Muawiyah didn't like that second part of the response. He says, you're threatening me? I can, you know, ask my people to tie you on a small camel all the way go to Yemen and ask this officer to punish you. At that time, extempore, she recited, at that time she says, صلى الإله على روح تضمنه قبر فأصبح فيه العدل مدفونا. May Allah shower his blessings on a person who was contained by the grave and justice was buried with him. قَدْ حَالَفَ بِالْحَقِّ لَا يَبْغِي بِهِ ثَمَنًا. He pledged to Allah that he would not sell justice at any cost. فَصَارَ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْإِيمَانِ مَقْرُونًا. And he became one with the truth and faith. So Muawiyah now says, whom are you referring to? And she says, I am remembering Ali ibn Abi Talib. That when Ali was buried, justice was buried, with him. And so then Muawiyah says, what do you know about Justice of Ali? She says, well, I had a similar case that I brought to you even during the Khilafah of Ali. And the response of Ali was very different from yours. I remember when I went, he was doing his Nafila prayer. When he realized I was there, he immediately finished as soon as he could. And then he turned and he says, what is it? And when I put my complaint, he immediately, you know, raised his hand and he says, Allahumma innaka shahid alayya wa alayhim inni lam amruhum bi dhulmi khalqik. Allah, you are witness on me and against them that I did not order my officers to be unjust to the people. And then he wrote a letter recalling this officer and asking him to give, you know, details of what has happened. And this is where she says, you know, that's why I'm remembering Ali, unlike your response. And this is where Muawiyah says, you know, Ali has spoiled you people, that you can boldly come and complain even to the rulers. And this, you know, then the conversation is longer. We leave it here. Eventually, he told his scribe to write a letter to this officer to return her property. She says, I didn't come only for myself. That will not be full justice. I have come here on behalf of the tribe. I don't accept it. And this is where he was forced to actually say that, you know, to return the property of the entire tribe because of her. And this is where we see that, you know, when you talk about justice, Amir al-Mu'mineen indeed has become the voice of human justice for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the seerah of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى إمام المتقين وعمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة بن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان ما حيا صار البدء والطغيان هادم أمنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فر البغض والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آبائه الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام اللهم عجل الفرج وسهل المخرج واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون